EU chief says urgent need to rearm militaries of Europe over Russian threat, hints at EU army. By Kurt Sindelka on February 29, 2024. European Commission chief Ursula von der Leyen said there is an urgent need for EU member states to ramp up military capabilities while apparently pushing towards a collective European army over the potential threat of a war with Russia. Speaking before the European Parliament meeting in Strasbourg, France on Wednesday, EU chief Ursula von der Leyen said that the bloc needs to begin working on a European security architecture in light of the alleged danger posed by Moscow, which she argued represented a threat not only on the battlefield but across all our society. The threats to our security, our prosperity and our way of life come in many different forms, and we all know them. Some of them are obvious, some of them are hazier on the surface. Be it tackling political interference, reducing our dangerous dependencies, a policy I have called de-risking, or be it eliminating hostile actors from our critical infrastructure. We Europeans must be on guard, she said. Therefore, the EU boss called on member states to move fast in ramping up their military capabilities, urging for a turbocharging our defense industrial capacity in the next 5 years. The threat of war may not be imminent, but it is not impossible. The risks of war should not be overblown, but they should be prepared for. And that starts with the urgent need to rebuild, replenish and modernize member states' armed forces, von der Leyen said. The EU chief, who is largely seen as falling upwards from her previous position as Angela Merkel's defense minister to her current role, was previously criticized for leaving the German military in a catastrophic condition and therefore precipitated the present-day lack of military readiness in Europe. The failure of European allies to meet their NATO commitments has been a long-standing bone of contention for former President Donald Trump, who has accused the bloc of taking advantage of the American taxpayer to underwrite their security. Last year, major European economies including France, Denmark, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Spain, among others, all failed to meet the NATO defense spending requirement of 2% of GDP. The EU chief also stressed the importance of European sovereignty, meaning more centralized power in the hands of unelected eurocrats in Brussels at the expense of national sovereignty of the national governments of member states. European sovereignty will make our partnerships stronger. It will never affect the importance and the need for our NATO alliance. In fact, a more sovereign Europe, in particular on defense, is vital to strengthening NATO, von der Leyen argued. She went on to announce that the Commission will put forward proposals for its first-ever European industrial defense strategy, which von der Leyen said will seek collective procurement of weapons and munitions similar to how the bloc negotiated for coronavirus vaccines or natural gas following the war in Ukraine. Additionally, the EU chief announced plans to set up an office for defense innovation in Kyiv, Ukraine, which she said will bring Ukraine closer towards integration into the European Union and for member states to learn lessons learned by the Ukrainian military in its 2 years of war with Russia. Von der Leyen also said that she would be backing the creation of a new position of defense commissioner for the next European Commission to coordinate Europe's defense strategy. The Commission president's remarks in Strasbourg come amid growing calls for the formation of a fully-fledged EU army. Last month, for example, Italian Deputy Prime Minister Antonio Tajani said that if the European Union wants to be bearers of peace in the world, we need a European army. National resistance to sharing even these pieces of sovereignty will always be strong. But if we remain divided, we will always be defenseless sparrows in a world where eagles fly, the center-right politician said. The comments from von der Leyen also came just 2 days after French President Emmanuel Macron declared that he could not rule out sending troops into Ukraine and directly fighting with the Russians, an event which would likely trigger a third world war. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.